ready? Are these conversations filled with doubt? We dismiss what we can't figure out. Oh, why? I don't have to see to believe in it. I know that it's true, cause I'm feeling it. I don't need the one to agree with it. No, there's just too much proof in my life.
Good Wednesday, Thanksgiving Eve. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Faith Studio One, the Morning Brew Christian podcast show on iHeartRadio. Special production music today. It's going to be, I decided I was trying to figure out what to do, and I was looking at some of the Thanksgiving songs. I thought, I don't know. So what I decided to do, I prayed about it. We're going to go ahead and just uplift you with these Christian songs as you're cooking and as you're preparing for Thanksgiving. And I'm going to be sharing some of my Thanksgiving memories. I want to always remind you, if you have any prayer requests, questions, comments, suggestions, hey, you can email me here at Faith Studio One. My address, email address is morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Today is November the 24th, 2021, and again, happy Thanksgiving Eve. I hope you did thaw your turkey out about 3 days ago. Before I get started on the Thanksgiving song, I'm going to play it one more time for everybody with the Ben Richter Thanksgiving song. I want to share a Christmas memory. I'm going to share a few of them. I don't know how many I'm going to share. We'll just see how time goes. But I remember, and I'm just going to date this one back with my grandmother and grandfather. As we got prepared, Mom would sometimes make the turkey, or let's just say in this situation, my grandmother made the turkey. My grandmother was always well known at making homemade stuffing. Now, when she would make the homemade stuffing, the grandchildren were not allowed to touch it without asking first. And my grandmother, who was full Italian, was, "We need to pray before you touch it." In other words, before you put it in your mouth. That's one of the great memory starts that I want to kind of start out as. When my grandfather was drinking coffee and my dad was drinking coffee and my mom was helping grandma out. The good old days. Well, let's listen to the Thanksgiving song. And again, hello, happy Thanksgiving Day as we get ready to kick off our holiday season. Here we go, Ben Richter.
Familiar highways, lined with leaves turned brown, making my way back into my hometown. Funny how this all looks different, but it feels the same. Like how life never stops changing, but some things never change. So fill your plate and fill your drink, and fill this house with family. The kind of love that all these years can't wash away. Cause the older that I get, I see the life is short and bittersweet. Thank God for this Thanksgiving Day. Talk about him and I'd almost cry. So fill your plate and fill your drink and fill this house with family. The kind of love a thousand miles can't wash away. Cause the older that I get, I see that life is short and bittersweet. Thank God for this Thanksgiving Day. In the kitchen sink and let the leftover year just wash away. As we made it through, I do believe, the longest year in history. Thank God that it's Thanksgiving Day.
Sound of Ben Richter, and that's been a favorite one the last couple of weeks, the Thanksgiving song. Well, guys, this is again CA on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. Welcome here at Faith Studio One this morning as I'm doing a special Thanksgiving Eve music and continuing on before I start our next song, next couple of songs. And I was talking about times when I was at my grandparents, our family was. And my grandmother always loved yams. And I know there's a lot of yam lovers out there that love yams. And she was cooking that, I mean, she was cooking like it was no tomorrow, and then not including what my mom be cooking. Now, some of y'all may have gas stoves, some may have electric stoves. But the gas stove really put a fire, didn't it? Every time I think about that, this song kind of comes to mind. Unspoken, start a fire inside of me. But it's not a gas fire. But if you think about it, starting a fire, light me up, God, as I rejoice in you. So enjoy this one, y'all.
Something better, but am
Here comes a comeback. This is your time.
There we go, Danny Glockley. The comeback. You can hear that on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show. Special Thanksgiving Eve edition of mixed Christian music, along with just talking about various things in the past. Another thing that happened, I remember, is every Thanksgiving, as we gather around the table, we could always smell the green bean casserole, the okra, fried okra, homemade fried okra picked from the garden. But we always held hands, prayed together, and thanked God for everything that He's doing in our life. Let me ask you something. Stephen Curtis Chapman plays a song. For the sake of the call, if He called you to do something, the Heavenly Father, would you do it? I hope you would. Think about that.
searching for answers. Looking for a light in the dark, yeah. I'm standing with the answer. Cause he is living in my heart in Christ. I can do all things in Christ. Mount up on eagle's wings in Christ. I wait for a great reward that I have in store for in Christ. You might think that I'm sounding all too prideful, but let me tell you something true. Inside of me right now wants to live inside of you. And instead of searching any longer, you can have peace today. You can take hold of the answer. Then you'll be able to say in Christ, I can do all things in Christ. I'm out of all eagle's wings.
There we go, Big Daddy Weave in Christ. That's right, I love that song. Well, before I get started on my next song, it's actually a little bit of a Christmas song here. And before I tell you a little bit about it, I've told you all about it in the past before. Again, this is CA on the iHeartRadio Network here at Faith Studio One this morning. Just kind of reminiscing a little bit about Thanksgiving and playing some music. I was going to do Thanksgiving mix songs, but instead we're doing Thanksgiving in a mix of Christmas songs, well, in mix of, not Christmas, mix of Thanksgiving songs. And I know it doesn't really talk about a lot of things, but it has a lot of pump up to it. So that's the fun of it. Well, let me tell you another story that happened a long time ago. Me and my son decided he was going to come over to my place. And he said, Dad, he said, I want you to cook a turkey for me. So I said, okay, no problem. Well, I tried and I put the turkey in the oven, and being a bachelor, I didn't thaw it out, number one, this, at that time, and the second thing I remember is I left the giblets in the turkey. Well, that doesn't seem to pan out too much, but since then, my son's grown up. He's fixing to get married here going into next year, so things are going to change. His wife will be cooking him turkey. How about that? It's been a long time since that has happened. Now I want to switch gears and talk a little bit about this particular song. It's called Beautiful Star of Bethlehem. It's a live version, and it is very much so with the Gaither Quartet or the Gaither family people that were there when they did this. Let me tell you a little bit about Ben Spear, if I may. Ben Spear, if you remember a lot of you young-timers, Ben Spear was with the Spears family. There was Papa Spear, Mama Spear. At the time, there was the Spears family, the Wills family. I'm dating it back to the 1970s. How popular they were. They were quartets. They were family groups. They traveled in a little, they traveled in a bus, okay? Like a Greyhound busing away, and it was all diked out. And gosh, I remember the ones that the Spears were in. They actually let us look at their bus, and it was pretty amazing. Well, anyway, after Papa Spear and Mama Spear and some of the other Spears have gone on, and of course the late Ben Spear here a few years ago, who I still think of Rebecca Spear, his wife, and if you ever get a chance, like her on Facebook. She has some great music. There's a song that Ben Spear sings I know you guys are going to like. Let's just go ahead and play it right now. What do you say? Beautiful Star of Bethlehem. Here we go.
Still I'm thank you for loving me. I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for loving me. I just want to say thank you.
There we go, Jason Crabb, Just As I Am. And you know what? I'm going to play one more song as y'all are finishing getting your meals prepared. I want to wish everybody a very safe and very happy Thanksgiving. This is going to be CA on the iHeartRadio Network. Let's go ahead and play this one, Today Is a Day with Lincoln Brewster.
Behind,
I tell you, they don't make him any better than that Lincoln Brewster. How about that? Well, I hope you guys enjoyed the very special mix of just Thanksgiving basic cooking, take it easy, kicking back, and just rejoicing music. And again, this is CA on the iHeartRadio Network. I want to wish everybody a very safe, very happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy time with your family and your friends. And stay tuned, friends. I'm hoping to have Hanging in the Green coming up hopefully the day after Thanksgiving. And then we're going to be playing just solid Christmas music from then on until the day of Christmas, or Christmas Eve to be exact. So let's lead off in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for all you do. Father God, again, I just pray for everybody's safety. You just be with us. God, just watch over and protect us. For we love you in Christ's name. Amen. All right, guys. Again, this is CA, your on-air personality, biblical teacher, independent clergy, and friend on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show. Y'all have a great day. Remember, the sun rises on the other side. Enjoy life. LIFE! Y'all have a good day. Bye for now.